Looking out the train window, you can finally see the mythical city of Calixenus, jewel of the coast. Because the locomotive is making a wide, looping approach, you have a clear view of this strange and wondrous place. Not known to many, this is a city where things don't quite work the way you're used to. Everything's a little bit upside down. Walking around this town, you might find schools of fish in the sky, or magicians doing spells on the street corner. Some call it magical. Others would say it is strangely scientific. But either way, you can't wait to explore the mysteries and surprises in store for you. You've never been here before, but some old friends of yours moved to the area a number of years ago. This is the first time you've made the journey out to see them, and you're excited to spend a week at their home. They're kind, generous, and funny people. From the postcards they've sent, you know that they live in a beautiful apartment underneath the weeping willow boughs of Kittia Street, which backs on to one of the city's most famous canals. You imagine that you'll spend long evenings in that small, shady backyard of theirs, resting on cozy chairs beneath strings of little paper lanterns. You'll sit together in comfortable silence, watching turquoise manta rays fly slowly across the evening sky. And you'll enjoy the cool night breeze that moves the willow fronds over the surface of the canal like calligraphy brushes. The city is famous for a type of crisp, golden cider, flavored ever so faintly with blackberries. After a long, dusty train ride across the open desert, you cannot imagine anything more refreshing. But you have some distance to travel yet before you reach their home. The train begins to slow, and its horn sends a booming echo rolling across the farmland that spreads outside the city. It's a confident, joyful sound, like that of a great creature returning to its home. The other passengers begin to rustle as the train pulls in to Mackenzie Station. Some are wizards who rearrange their bags and scrolls and magic familiars like owls and toads. Others are everyday folk gathering up their children and bustling toward the doors. But you feel no need to rush, so you stretch your legs out under the seat across from you and glance out through the glass at the pandemonium of Mackenzie Station in the mid-afternoon.